Okay, let me ask you the last question first, and that is, how come the pay provision was left out of this? Because it seems like lawmakers wanted it in.
Yeah, they did. They can still squeeze that in. But this is a funny story of, I think in a lot of ways, the Democrats are happy to get, for the first time almost ever this year, a level-funded bill. I think they take that as a huge victory. And we had House Republicans say in late August that they sort of given up the idea of looking to cut here, and in the name of jobs and aviation security and things like that, let's do a level-funded bill. So a lot of Democrats seem pleased with it, and I think they believe they can try to attack that later. We're looking at just a two-week furlough for these FAA workers, and I know they still have hopes that they can resolve that later on.
But what about the provisions that did hold up the process last time? Are they going to come back to haunt them?
It doesn't look like they will for now. We have, at this point, 4 months for FAA and 6 months of highway spending. And so that's plenty of time to have all these same fights again. The FAA shutdown in late July was really over what ended up being three airports, and it was kind of a fun political game to watch, because what House Republicans did is they would have removed subsidies for three rural airports. One of them was in Harry Reid's state, and that caused some obvious waves, and a lot of Democrats said this is just gamesmanship, and what are you doing, and you're risking aviation safety for just to make a score some political points that way. So there's plenty of time for all that stuff to come back, but right now everyone seems pretty comfortable that we have several months here to figure something out. And Micah was interesting this week. He said he vowed this is the last extension. He said this is the last one. We won't do it again, and we have to get something, you know, multi-year funding through.
I wanted to ask you about that, because we had noted earlier that he did say that. And so that means the pressure will be on if he's the chairman of the committee. When do you think the FAA can expect to get some kind of sense of long-term continuity for itself so it can go on with some of the programs it needs continuous backing from the Hill to do?
Well, I mean, the cynical or maybe smart answer would be to say, what, we have 4 months? I would expect in 3 months and 3 weeks, maybe something finally gets worked out. But it's funny to listen to these people talk, because, you know, we've gone with extensions for so long now that I don't know. Maybe it gets harder to make the case that you can't operate this way. I mean, they tend to get these things done, and they tend to extend them. I'm not sure exactly what it's blocking long term anymore. They've gone for so long like this, and even the Democrats didn't do any longer term bill. And in fact, for FAA, I believe the Senate Democrats want even just a 2-year bill. I'm not sure how much more certainty you get for that as opposed to, say, you know, half a year or a few months like that. So it's a weird, messy issue, and it's going to come down to cuts. And a lot of this will be informed by what the debt ceiling, or rather the deficit reduction panel, agrees to. That's going to inform so many things about what are the spending levels for not just these agencies but other ones. And I think by the time we're looking at FAA and highway next year, we'll have a lot more information about what caps might be for those programs.
But you know, the folks who work at the FAA who are impacted by this are kind of scratching their heads and saying, why us? Why is it this particular piece of legislation that gets hung up like this?
They stepped into just a bad timing zone here. You know, we have suddenly the Republicans, which, you know, I think they still surprise a lot of people. We have the new House Republicans that are really into cutting spending whenever they can. It's not just a fad like so many people thought it might be. It's for real, and everything they tackle, they try to cut spending. So you just had, you know, you've had anything that's being reauthorized on short-term timelines like the FAA bill has been, it's going to get caught up in that.
Pete Kasperowitz is a staff writer for the Hill newspaper. And I wanted to ask you about the NextGen project, which is a high priority for the Obama administration. It was a high priority for the Bush administration. Aside from the daily operational duties of keeping the air system safe, it's the FAA's top project. Did the future of that and the funding for it come up in any of these debates, and does Congress also care about it?
I know what you're talking about. I'm less familiar with it, but I did not hear any of that during the debate. We had sort of a flat debate on it, and in fact, we talked more about rural airports in Nevada than we did about NextGen. It didn't seem to come up at all. Luckily, with level funding, and again, this is one of the rare bills that got through with level funding. Other than defense, everything else has been pretty substantial cuts that you see the House passing. So this is in some ways, a lot of people are saying relatively this is a huge victory at a time when we're cutting everything. The FAA has been left with level funding. And that should allow them to, at least in most ways, I would think, continue the projects that they're looking to continue.
So on one hand, it sounds like this is going to be going on for a while. But on the other hand, it sounds like at least for a short term, some of the air has been let out of the balloon, and folks at the FAA can breathe a little.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is a huge vacation for them. They have 4 months to pretend they have jobs.
That's my way of putting it.
Yeah.
Or pretend they have permanent jobs.
Right. Exactly. Well, but this is, you know, the Republicans, you know, I'm trying to be objective. I think they can get a bum rap sometimes for wanting to cut so many things. A lot of these programs grow really fast. Level funding these days is going to feel like growth to them. So these guys are feeling pretty good, actually, compared to other groups that are really under pressure from House bills that would cut a lot more substantially. And if you've seen the pattern here, the Senate isn't capable of passing almost anything. So when the House passes a bill saying cut $10 billion, you know, making up a number, they get a big chunk of that in the end because they have the ability to pass a bill, whereas the Senate doesn't. So I think if I'm the FAA, I feel like this is actually in some ways good news. We have level funding, and the highway side of it has level funding as well. And there's sort of a recognition there that aviation safety is important. Some of these construction things are needed. House Republicans aren't totally immune to arguments about the need for infrastructure.